Perek Bet. Questions, comments, lots of things here. What do you got?
Pretty dope way to go out.
Pretty dope way to go out? Little Chariots of Fire. I watched a movie a long time ago, Chariots of Fire, about an English and American Olympic runners. And I always, every time I get this perek, I'm thinking of the music. Bum, 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 bum. Chariots of Fire. It's great. Okay. Anyway, yes. What do we got here?
Why that way?
First of all, see, Eliyahu, people say Eliyahu didn't die because it says over here Eliyahu didn't die. He was carried up. He was carried up to Shemayim.
Why?
We'll have to figure that out. Okay, what else?
Why does Eliyahu not want Elisha to come with him? Why does Elisha keep saying no? I mean, okay. I guess I...
Any significance
of
Yericho
want to
leave him?
Yericho, maybe.
He wasn't listening.
What else?
Why did Elisha stop at two times as much? Meaning, I want...
Why is he asking for twice, man? I want to be twice the guy you are.
Yeah.
Right, it's a very interesting question.
Or go like
you know,
what's
you're the best, but I want to be twice.
And what's Elio's answer to
times better also. Like, you can go keep upping the ante.
Good. Why stop at two?
Well, what was Elio's answer to that?
Well, if you see this, so then you'll be worthy.
But he keeps telling him not to be here, so...
He keeps coming. I know, we have to discuss that.
Also, why is like Elisha like showing off, like, okay, Elio's gone, let me split some seas. And,
what?
Elio's gone, let me split the sea, you know, let me split the river. And then, you know, comes to a city, oh, your water's bad? I got you. Oh, some people are making fun of me?
Good.
Curse you.
All right, so let's see what we got here. A few things. From Sukkim Dalet and Hay, we see that he was the true disciple of Eliyahu. Right? What does it say? Vayomer lo Eliyahu Elisha, Sheim napo, ki Hashem shalachan yiricho, vayomer chai Hashem lechei nafshacha, imezcha v'yavo v'yiricho. He refused to let him go. Maybe again it's the way Eliyahu tested him the first time they met.
Yeah.
Right? What does he say? Oh, you want to go back and kiss your mommy? Who needs you? Go do what you need to do. So he's like saying as well. He's like, you know what? I don't need your help. And Elisha is like, yeah, well, you're not getting rid of me that quickly.
I just realized that also he had no choice. Like, he had to let him come because he swore on Hashem's name that he's going to come.
Yeah, but he still asked him.
Right,
after
but also,
he swore.
Look at the Hebrew words, the way that Eliyahu tries to get him to stay. He says, let me find the pasuk. Shevna. Where is it? Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Eliyahu, Shev Na Po. This is exactly what Avraham says by the Akedah to the Narim. Shev Na Po Machamor. Why don't you stay here? Like, you're not on my level, but we're going there. And you guys stay here. And Eliyahu's like saying the same thing, Elisha. And Elisha's saying, yeah, that's not happening. I'm not leaving your side. Right? I'm not leaving your side. So that's it. I'm going. You see the way that everyone's like saying, oh, do you know that you're... Everyone in Nebuah back then. Who's the thing? You know your Rebbe's going to die today. He goes, everyone shut up. Like, can you stop saying that? I don't want to hear that. Thank you very much. Now, how do you understand the very, very strange... Also, you see the way the people said... What do they say to him? When they say that Eliyahu is going to be taken away, what is the word that they used? Find the pasuk. Okay. Your master. Now, if he's the top Navi and we're all Navim, so shouldn't it say Adonenu? You know what's going to happen? Our Rebbe is going to be taken away. But it's Adonecha. Everyone recognized that Elisha is... Right. Now, how do you understand the request? I want to be twice the guy you are. What does that mean?
He wants to be the goat.
Yeah,
obviously he wants to be like Eliyahu, but then you can ask.
So you could say, I'll tell you different ideas that I saw. As the, like, bechor of these students, he wants to have a double portion. Meaning, I don't want to be twice as good as you. I want a double portion. That if you're going to give now, sort of like a Yerusha to all the Nevi'im, I think I deserve twice as much as the other Nevi'im. That's twice as much as you, but twice as much as anyone else. If that's the case, then it's certainly not as arrogant as it sounds at first. It just was, okay. Or...
I don't think it's arrogant. Well, who wouldn't want that?
No, right.
Who wouldn't want to be twice as much as their...
You're right.
Twice as good
and that's the thing. One guy came over to me after I spoke this morning at Chakras, said, you know what, I was thinking about it, why is it that I don't want to be great in Torah and I just want to be great in like secular things, in materialistic things? And that's the thing, like we have the exact opposite of the way we're supposed to be in Chazal. We say a person should be Samech B'Chelko, right? But Samech B'Chelko is only materialistically. When it comes to Ruchnius, we should always try to get more. And yet, most of us are the exact opposite. Ruchnius, alright, whatever I got is good. But money, I want much more. Like, so we do the exact opposite. And you're saying maybe, yeah, why wouldn't I not want to be even greater than you? Okay. So I'm saying, one idea is, I want to be, just like you are twice as amazing as every other Navi, I want to be like them. Okay? You know, maybe that's what, you know, like Kobe said to Michael, you know? You were the goat of your generation. I want to be the goat of my generation. Maybe. Sorry about that. I'll explain that later. Or the simple thing is, I want to be twice as much as you are. I want to be twice as great as you are. Now, Chazal say, just as an interesting, they added up, Elisha did twice as many miracles as Eliyahu. Not just that, when Eliyahu did miracles, he did miracles for like a tzibur. Elisha sometimes did miracles for an individual. Oh, you guys need some water? I'll give you water.
He just wanted to cross the street.
I just want to cross it. It was probably shallow water, you know? If we said before that Eliyahu, when he went to Har Carmel, went 40 days without eating, so he was similar to who? Moshe Rabbeinu? Who is now Eliyahu's disciple similar to? Yahushua. Who crossed the Jordan. Who stopped the water in the Jordan. Right?
Also Yericho.
Right, Yericho. The Jordan. He, if Eliyahu, you know, we'll do a little math. If Eliyahu is to Moshe, as Elisha is to, fill in the blank. Ding, 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 Yahushua. Okay? And he splits it, I'll say even more. When Eliyahu split it, it was the B'schus, two of them. Elisha has B'schus just himself. So he's twice the man Eliyahu is. Because just B'schus one person had split. So we're seeing these ideas that Chazal tried to say that the wish was granted.
What's the
which is very funny because when you ask the average Jew, you know, great Nevi'im, everyone's heard of Eliyahu and Navi? And not nearly as many people have heard of Elisha. Right? Not nearly as many people. But according to this, he might have been twice the man. Right?
What does it mean, Eliyahu's mantle?
It's his like cloak that he wore.
On his special cloak, and now he has the powers of Eliyahu?
Yeah. Like he picked up the mantle, right? Now he, what does it mean when he says Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael Afrashav? Or was it Father Father? So what does that mean? What does it mean? What's he yelling out? What is the point of saying this?
He said, I don't know, his Father. I'm assuming he's calling out Father Father to his to Elio.
He is.
Or to God.
And what's he saying? He's saying, you are really the force behind Am Yisrael's victories. We're talking about Rech Yisrael Prashav, we're talking about the chariots.
You are the chariots.
You are. We're victorious in war because of you. You are the leader, you are the schus. When people sit there and they have, like, you know, I've been here at this yeshiva long enough to be by the kotel, that every time some gadol is like close to dying, so you'll have like the kotel packed with people dying they shouldn't die. What's the idea? The idea is not just, no, everyone dies eventually. Like, whoa, what? Like, the guy's old, what's the big deal? Oh no, because all the while that he's alive, he's saving the generation. His chuyot saved the generation. We don't want to be an orphan generation. And many times when a gadol dies, the person to be masvid will quote this pasuk and say, "Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Prashav, we are now lost. You were the reason that we were victorious. You're the reason that we've been successful." Right? This is what Eliyahu is saying. Why is he taking up? That's back to what a friend what you asked. So the mafarshim basically say, an ish ha'emes like Eliyahu could only exist in an olam ha'emes. And God said, "All right, you know, this world's just not the place for you." You know, like, you know, this is Alma de Shikra. And you can't deal with Alma de Shikra. Because you, everything, it's got to be Emes. And this is it. Now,
the only thing you can deal with in our world is the Seder table.
Okay, well, that we said before, that he comes to the Seder and he comes to the Bris to sort of, like, against his will, see that Amishel's not as bad as he thought. Now, I'll just finish up the end of the parak. We have a couple of interesting things. So, yeah, we'll get to the curse in a second. First, you see him turning the water that was bitter into sweet water by doing what?
Salt.
So this is similar to like in Shmos. When they came out, Mara, and Moshe does what? He throws in like some stick, and he makes it sweet. So I remember Nechama Leibowitz pointing out to us when I learned by her, what does it say in Shmos? It says by the water, Ki Marim Haim. So usually we think it means that the water was bitter. It says no, because they were bitter. They were bitter, and therefore, the people were bitter, and therefore, and here's what we say in our Pesach, Ki Moshe Va'ir Tov. The name of the city is Tov, but Hamayim Ra'im Va'aretz Mishkelet. So like, it's not the way it should be. So what's the cure? You take like, there's like, should be a wake-up call. Sometimes Yisurin, punishments, sweeten things, the way salt can sweeten, soften the meat. So here as well, sometimes when we suffer a little bit, it helps us knock away slowly the sins and the punishment that we deserve. And this is what the Mepharshim tried to say, this is what the lesson he's doing. But now the last thing I just want to say, the weird scenario with people, little kids calling him Baldy, and what does he do? Curses them a what?
Kills them.
42 bears come out! You know, what do the bears come out and kill 42 kids? It seems a little bit over the top, no? I mean, like, 42 kids get 42 kids get killed, mauled by the bears because, you know, like, I don't know. I would think that we would expect more from Elisha. They called him Baldy, right?
He's trying to be like,
but really? I once taught this, and I had a student that was going premature bald, like 18. He goes, I get it. I don't know what you're getting all upset about. I really get this. Anyway, but like, how do we understand it?
He's gone through a lot. He was
where was he on the way to? He's on the way to, what does it say? Beit El. Beit El. What was in Beit El? The Egle HaZahav of Yerovam ben Nevat. He was going to take up the mantle, literally and figuratively, of Eliyahu. He was going to stop the Avodah Zarah. He was going
to
go stop the Egle HaZahav.
Is he commanded to do that?
I don't know. And this is what he's on his way to do. And guess what? These Na'arim block his way. And they called him Baldy. What does it mean, Baldy? They're saying, you are not even Eliyahu. Half the man that your mentor was. Eliyahu, the Nazir, the Porish, the hairy man. And look at you. You don't come up to his shoelaces. You're nothing. And sarcasm, cynicism could kill everything. And that's why he got upset. It wasn't that they called him a name. It's that saying, you think you could affect anything? And that's why he couldn't let it go unpunished. That's why he had to act the way he did. Mockery could ruin everything. Gemara says that Amalek, Shakurcha Baderech, that they met you along the way, they cooled off, you know, the passion, the desire that was going on. And that's what these people were doing. Right? And this is exactly, you know, this is, I don't remember who I saw this, but I always liked this parish. I don't remember where I saw this. I think it's Rabbi Yigal Ariel. But this is his parish on understanding this. We'll stop here.